LG Rivals.
And we're back. A somber episode of TLG Rivals. This is episode 12 of TLG Rivals. We're back. And I just want to address how last episode, what kind of transpired there. So as you heard, there was a shooting. And so what had happened was two armed men broke into our studio, exchanged gunfire with us. Unfortunately, we were gunned down. We are the ghosts of Christoph and the ghost of Train here. We knew we had to get the podcast out, but police haven't caught these individuals yet, but they're saying that there's two individuals, and one of them seemed to be a heavyset male with a goatee and glasses. And the other one was about 5'5", with a buzz cut, wearing a Letterman jacket. So I think they're on the search for those folks. Just a tragedy to end last episode, and we are now dead. These are our ghosts. But the hunt is out for those two gentlemen, whoever they are. Hope they turn themselves in. But I just wanted to get that out of the way right away. Train, welcome back to the program.
Yeah, I'm here.
Pretty tragic end, especially after what happened the episode before.
You know, we're not entirely sure what all transpired after. Someone broke into our studio. We just ended up hovering over dead carcasses. And now here we are.
We're like in Goosebumps.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And here we are. And we're still gonna
show goes on.
Right, that's right. We're here to do what we came here to do, and let's bring you some TLG Rivals.
TLG Rivals is back. We are back. We're big time back. And fuck those two guys who tried to end us. I think they had some kind of agenda against us, but whoever they are, they will find you and prosecute you to the fullest extent. But yes, Train, we're back. We are 1 week away, one more week left of the regular season. The playoffs are starting to form. What are your thoughts on the season here as we have 1 week left and it's almost playoff time?
Yeah, playoffs right around the corner. I wish I could be in a little better mood. I would have been if I would have made the right call with my squad this past week. We'll dive into that a little bit later on in the episode. But, playoffs right around the corner. I'm excited for the playoffs to start, regardless of what happens this week.
Some great storylines.
Yeah, I mean, a couple teams fighting for that one number one spot still. And then, obviously, that last playoff spot still up for grabs, even though it's a little out of reach for me. But it's still up for grabs nonetheless. And we're looking forward to the opportunity of proving it and doing it.
I'm looking forward to the playoffs. I was not in it last year. Happy to be back. Anything could happen in the playoffs. Not going to get overly cocky. Just happy that I'm in this position after a bad season last year. But congratulations to myself and the five other folks here at TLG who so far have clinched the playoff spot. Feels good. Looking forward to the playoffs. We had an action-packed episode here in front of us. But like we always start out, Train, I would like to go to the donation meter here. Why don't you go to the donation meter here? Give me a little drum roll here with the donations. Let's see where we're at through 12 episodes.
All righty. And we are still at 3, Chris. D's with 10, Rapido with 5, D Rich with 10. And again, we truly appreciate it. Appreciate you guys all year helping us get through this season. We wouldn't have been able to do without you guys. So we truly appreciate that.
Very, very, very much appreciate it. In fact, just great support all around to our three listeners. It's been a pleasure to be
around.
At least
they like the show, you know.
Right. At least we know we have three people. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Yeah.
And of course, I'll do my shameless plugs for our upcoming TLG events here. We are just a few days away from Blizzard Brawl.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for that.
How are you feeling about Blizzard Brawl there, Train?
Oh, I'm really excited. I love poker. I love gambling. I love getting all the guys together. It's always a good time. And drinks will be flowing. Cards will be throwing. And hopefully also for a Badgers W over your shitty Marquette team over there. Hopefully the Badgers get a nice W just like last year, and it'll be a great it'll be a great Saturday, honestly. It's always a good time.
Always a great time. Shuffle up and deal. We'll have to figure out exactly what time that's at. But yes, we have that, and then obviously the Marquette and
Wisconsin game. What time you plan on getting there, Chris?
5, I think, 5 a.m.
Tailgating, okay.
Not tailgating, I'll just come in, just walk in the door.
Jeff's going to be sleeping in his tidy whiteies. Hey, Jeff, you got the table, or you want me to get it going?
Exactly.
That's funny.
Yeah, so great time. And then, of course, we have Blizzard Brawl, which is an exciting event. Brett, what are you most excited about for Blizzard Brawl?
You kind of stole one of my questions. I don't know. It's tough to say because poker is always good, but then it always can get a little tense at the end. You know, some bad beats, stuff like that. With the Badger and Marquette game, that could also draw on some tense moments. I'm probably looking forward to just a whole day experience being with all the guys. It's been a while. I missed out on the last get together, the golf outing. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But I mean, Blizzard World's always fun. I would love, Chris, for 1 year, and I hope it's this year. And if there might not even get Peter, I don't know if he has his ticket yet. So for the guys that might not be going and might be staying back, let's get the Ponzi's this year. That's kind of what I'm looking forward to the most. Like, let's try to get it. Let's just try to get it this year for once, you know? Yeah, I haven't had a Ponzi in like 10 years, probably.
Yeah, that's a great point, actually. Yeah, if Tak is planning on staying back, he can order the Ponzi's for us. Additionally, I did get a ticket. I did score a ticket. I was one of those without a ticket. And lucky enough, they put more tickets on sale. I was happy to get them. But yeah, I just want to quick roll through the card here. Listen to these names that are going to be here. You want me to roll through the card here real quick?
Yeah, just give me a couple of big names, Chris.
Yeah, I will roll through the whole card. Actually, no, you know what? Fucking I will because I can.
Strowman.
We have Strowman is the special guest referee. Are you kidding me?
What?
First That's match we burn. Have Supers Tuscan Chains versus Jay De Niro, Tony Evans, and Benjamin Trust. Wow.
Holy shit.
And then next up we have Dustin Jackson, a triple threat. Dustin Jackson versus Tony Gunn versus Jack Vaughn.
Damn. Whoa.
Don't miss and then that. After that, we have Luke Curtis versus Psycho Boy.
Mm-hmm. Psycho Sid's nephew.
Followed by Zilla Fatu, who I think is related to what is his name? Roman Reigns and the Usos. Fatu. Yeah.
Oh, just because he's has a Samoan name? Yeah, they're all related. Yeah, I think it's Dwayne Johnson's cousin, actually.
They are, Fatu. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm serious. They're related to the Usos. Right, yeah. The family is synonymous with wrestling.
Rikishi's... Black Duck, son. Just here you go. You play. You go off.
I'm serious. Zilla Fatu. I'm serious. You make fun of me here. I'm gonna look him up here.
Okay.
Real quick.
But I'm sure the lineage down the line. I'm sure.
He's managed by Armando Estrada.
I know. I saw that
manager.
Hopefully, he comes out with a Cuban. Estrada? I would geek if he came out with a Cuban like
he's
he did.
He's wrestling Armando. Joey Avalon, and then of course we have EC3 versus Frankie Kazarian. And then we have Keegan Garland and Scotty Tuhati. Who's Keegan Garland? It's Scotty Tuhati's son. He's making his wrestling debut at Blizzard Brawl. Yes.
I'm curious to see if we're going to see a 55-year-old worm.
So would you like to apologize here? Because looking back on this, yeah, we'll definitely see a worm if you can still do it. Looking back on this, Zilla Fatu, he's a fourth-generation wrestler, being the son of the late Eddie Fatu, better known as Umaga. Umaga's son. Mm-hmm. Umaga's son is wrestling. Yeah.
And that's why dude's his Amado Estrada is his manager. Umaga.
Yeah.
Oh there yeah. That was sick.
And then we have Hollywood Haley J. She's from the show Wrestlers on Netflix. Versus Sophie Rose and Frey the Slayer. That'll be a total SIG match.
Oh yeah.
You're not going to see a second of that.
Yeah.
And then By this point, you all are already
I don't know,
home,
Chris. Hold on. Whoa,
back
whoa,
in the
whoa, whoa,
GERD.
whoa. Everyone knows in TLG how I feel about like lead women roles and video games, movies. I'm not gonna miss that.
You do love women. Women athletes are some of your favorite. So you're definitely. I can see you getting a front row seat there. To be honest, yeah.
I mean,
that'll be a match you don't want to miss. And then we also have after that we have the GLCW heavyweight title match.
There we go.
It's Drew Hernandez with Crystal White versus none other than CBS 58's Iron Mike Kirkov.
Holy shit!
Wrestling
you
for
know
the
what?
Titles.
If he wins that, I know he's not going to. But could you imagine?
You know what you can imagine? I'm calling it here. I'm calling my shot. I think that Kirkov is going to go down to the wire, and Lance Allen, his new colleague, is going to come in with a steel chair and knock Drew Hernandez out and put Kirkov on to win the title.
So Lance Allen's going to turn heel, is you're saying?
I mean, I think that Kirkov's a good guy. I think this Drew Hernandez, he looks like a bad guy.
Okay.
So I think he's the heel.
Yeah,
so
but
I
if
think
he's
the crowd
going
will
after
heat it
the
up.
good guy, if Lance Allen's hitting the good guy with the chair, that means he would be turning heel.
How about this? Lance Allen hits him with the chair, Kirkov with the chair, and then out comes, oh my God, that's Kevin Holden's music. Kevin Holden, what's he doing here? And then Kevin Holden comes
I think
out
you're
to
way
the ring
too invested in this.
And attacks. And attacks.
Chris, we're not even
going
to be able to see 2 feet in front of us at that point. So we're not even going to even. I mean, come on.
All right. Last match of the evening, the main event was special guest referee Braun Strowman, WWE mm-hmm. superstar Braun Strowman.
Stupid that
he
he's
might
a
break
ref.
The ring. He might break the ring.
Be sweet. Should I challenge him?
Yeah, it's the newest Rockers, who is Al Snow, and of course none other than
Al Snow. Wow. Okay.
Then the fanny pack kid Cal Harrow. Al Snow and Cal Harrow are main eventing mm-hmm. in a tag team match against Santino Marella and Damian Sandow.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Special guest referee Braun Strowman.
That
with
actually,
Marty Jannetty as the manager of Al Snow and
that's like an Aldi
name,
brand
the son of Harrow.
That's like an Aldi brand SmackDown show from like 2009.
Yeah.
Honestly, like that's like a dark show match or something that you would like before a live event or something. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
Right.
Actually.
Right.
Oh, interesting.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, I know I went off a little bit there, but those of you who haven't gotten a ticket yet, I just read the card. You got every reason to get a ticket now.
Yeah.
I hope you're
if
excited.
If you don't get a ticket, you're getting the Ponzi's, motherfuckers. Remember that.
Right. Right. Yeah. Blizzard Brawl a few days away, and fuck the Badgers. So looking forward to seeing that. Hopefully we can get a win for the first time in 3 years. That'd be great.
Yeah,
we'll see. This camp, you've been a pain in our ass the last 3 years. Not this year, though. Not
little brother,
this year.
Little brother, big brother syndrome. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Of course, Honor's Night right around the corner as well. Like I said, action-packed episode. Some are saying this might be the last episode of the season or ever. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But first, we wanted to bring on our special guest of the evening. Really looking forward to having this guy back. He appeared on our very first episode of TLG Rivals, encountered some technical difficulties, and weren't able to hear him.
Yeah, because you fucked it up.
I didn't fuck it up. It just wasn't recording. It was Jeff's mic. Remember that's when Jeff was going back and forth with his mic and stuff? Hopefully it works this time.
Yeah, nonetheless, we are very excited to have Commissioner on. We've been wanting to get him back on and get this interview the right way so Chris doesn't fuck it up again. So, yeah, we're
excited. We had to have him on. We could bookend him first episode and last episode. Megan Ann's there. There you go. Well, without further ado, please welcome on Commissioner Megan Ann's. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Brad. Good to be back. Hopefully, you guys can hear me. Am I 10x10 here?
Oh yeah, we're good.
Through.
Do you have any headphones?
I changed my setup. Changed my whole rig here. So
I like it.
I can't be the excuse anymore. So
no, you weren't the first time. It was all Chris's fault. It's always Chris's fault, Jeff.
It's not my fault.
Also, glad to see you guys are both.
It wasn't my fault.
Easy,
glad
Gene.
To see you guys are both intact, not dead, not shot.
After, you must not have heard the top of the show.
Yeah. Oh, just wait, Jeff.
Yet,
I
got some bad news. But here we are. So.
I got some bad news.
You, so here we are.
No, are you, though? Are you? Do you know? You? Do you think?
It could be your ghost. It could be some very AI-rendered ghost. It could
there,
be some very well AI-rendered ghosts, yeah, for sure.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, appreciate good to be back, guys. Kind regards. No, yeah, we were brutally murdered at the end of our episode. So, yep. The last
Jesus,
episode.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're back, though.
Trying to find the guys who did it.
Yeah, obligated to the show. So, here we are.
They're out there.
Yeah, I know they're out there. I have a hunch who it is. So, anyway, let's get into the interview here, Jeff. I'm going to straight right to it. What happened this season?
I mean, I think when you and you reached out to have me come back for this one, I described this as a postmortem, and I'd like to walk through my postmortem of my season because it's definitely that. Shit didn't play out the way I had hoped. I mean, I thought I had a pretty good draft. Things started out decent. Obviously, Rashee Rice going down IR, still there. That was the first hit and the first domino to fall. Drafting Dak, I mean, not that I wanted to do it, but I mean, if you know Dak in fantasy, whether the Cowboys are playing good or not, he's usually decent from a fantasy perspective, if not for garbage time only. Like, he usually, even if the Cowboys are down, he'll get some points in there. That's maybe manifested itself for one game this season. And other than that, just didn't hit. Chase, solid. And I'm sure that's coming up as part of our line of questioning here as far as the trade, and I'll get to that. But, otherwise, I mean, I felt good about my team to start the season. We started out decent, but then, like, my hitters just didn't hit. Dak didn't hit. Kelsey had one game, I think, north of 20 this season. Other than that, he hasn't really hit at all this year. I mean, it's in terms of draft perspective, I mean, I don't feel bad about drafting him where I drafted him. But
here's just a quick thing. I was just taking a look at your draft here, Jeff. And after it looks from round 7 to 14, you only have two guys on your team that you originally drafted, and that's Jameson Williams and Darnell Mooney, which Mooney was probably the steal of your draft as well, grabbing him in the 14th round.
For a bit. I mean, for like 2 or 3 weeks, but even then, like just down, like I've had to kind of lean on him after my decision to trade Chase away, and he hasn't hit ever since that point. So, I mean, it's just been in my mind, and I guess I'll skip ahead to my reasoning behind, obviously, with Dak going down, Rice going down, the hammy injuries that I had with Robinson and with ETN. ETN has been another bust. That was one that I took early, and he has just sucked ass all season. Yeah, big. That's kind of the theme, is that it's been bust for me this season. And I made the decision, when I made the decision to trade Jamar away to Justin, and I think you had him on, even though he didn't want to be on, you had him, you forced him into a corner a couple of weeks back at the Oregon game, which was a great interview. That was arguably one of my favorite episodes this season, was that whole segment.
I got to tell you something about an interview later. Go ahead.
But like where he said, like where Justin didn't like put up too much, but I'll be the first to say, like he approached me, he's like, hey, Mahomes is available. And I'm looking at where I was sitting at that point. And like, I knew Dak was dead and I knew that I needed a quarterback and I knew I had just gotten Russ, like you had predicted, Chris. But at the same time, I'm thinking, okay, if I can get the double points between a Mahomes to Kelsey the rest of the season, if that manifests itself, that could be the boost I need. Plus I needed running back help. Montgomery was an RB1 or at least a bell cow that I could kind of lean on compared to what I had. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I pulled the trigger. And less than 24 hours later, I sit back and just watch it explode in my face. And I haven't gone back to run the numbers yet, but like I'm wondering now, like where
if you would have made the playoffs.
Well, I'm looking at that now, just like where we sit now in this bunch at 5-8, at like where we're on the cusp trying to get the points run. I'm sitting behind you, I think 30 points back, and like that would have probably gotten me at least on par with you. But I don't know if it necessarily matters now with where Brian's sitting. and the way that this final
I'm the only one that
out,
has a
it's
shot.
Gonna matter. Exactly. That's kind of so, where it's at. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I in retrospect, it is what it is. But yeah, it's been a sunken season, a lost season. I had some grand hopes after the draft and made my one trade, which blew up in my face. So that's kind of where we sit now. I'm excited at the same time, for the league, to see where now all these new faces at the top mm-hmm. of the league, like Chris, you.
It's like the new era is taking over. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Call it what you want. I mean, Drew has quietly no gone guard. From being middle of the pack, and he's in the last 5 weeks, he's rocking it up. Now he is the one seed and he's sitting there. I mean, obviously you, Kunkel, Sam, Peter getting up there finally. So, I mean, it's a lot of new faces. Brian, again.
Forgot about Meep.
And Meep, sorry. Justin, maybe he doesn't
want to be talking. I made the playoffs my first 3 years.
He doesn't want to be called out on his show regardless, so I'll keep him on.
He hasn't listened anyway. He hasn't listened. So he's never going to hear this.
But Brian, again, to Mule's credit, he's, again, not spent a dollar in fab, been sitting near the bottom the entire season. True. And once again, he's risen to the point where he's going to be on the fringe to be in the playoffs. So, I mean, it is what it is. You can't win him every year. But, hey, I mean, excited to see the fresh blood at the top.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Buoyant Jeff, stuff.
Who do you think will be hosting the trophy when it's all said and done?
Oof. Hosting?
Great question.
Hosting.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Get the fuck up, Chris.
Honestly, this entire season, the two teams that I've had my eye on, Christoph, yours, and Peter's.
No.
Rent free.
Rent free. Come on. Mm-hmm. I mean, Christoph, I mean,
this ain't the Badgers, Chris, in your head. Come on.
Sorry to bring up your team and I'll let you talk about it, Chris, but hey.
okay.
But you've had a solid team the entire season. You and Kunkel both have been sitting up there near the top. You drafted well, you've played well, your hitters have hit. Barkley is a beast this year. I saw the graphic today where it showed his ebb and flow in terms of running back production throughout the season. He's been at the top the entire year. So I mean, you have the roster to do it. But I think I think Peter's a very solid contender. He's built himself a very good team. Drew, obviously, again, like I said, he's had the pieces, but they've all kind of come to fruition just in the last 5 weeks. And so he's if he gets himself into that one seed, he could be sitting pretty through a first week bye. So I wouldn't rule him out either.
Answer the question. You didn't answer the question. Who's going to be hoisting the trophy? Yeah. Who's going to be hoisted the trophy?
Hoisting it, you fucking idiot.
If I'm making a call right now, I'm going to call Peter. I'm going to say he gets
out. Wow, your golf partner. Golf figure.
Who would have thought?
By faith.
Yeah. Colleague.
No golf allegiance here, but I'm just saying, he's had his shit years, but he's done. He's put in the work this season.
So you're saying that Peter's going to become the first Triple Crown winner. That's what you're saying.
That'd be the Triple Crown.
That's what I'm saying. If that comes to fruition, yes.
Okay.
I called this shot. What do you think
none
about
of us will ever hear the end of that if Peter wins that, by the way? Just so
right. We hear a lot. What's your take? We hear a lot about this guy, about how shitty his team usually is. But this year, he's just totally inept as a manager usually. But this year, it's a different story. Clinched his first playoff berth. What do you think of your fellow Waukeshonian, Starfire?
Another one.
A real shot.
He's in the dance. He locked it up this week. So yeah, I mean, he's absolutely got a shot. I give him credit because he's been another one of those ones who's ever since he's been in the league, kind of perennially not been in the playoffs, been in the bottom feeders, been a Detman contender. And this year he's again kind of done his due diligence. He made his moves where he needed to. He's made some trades that were questionable. And I guess Peter said over Sunday, I think it was, kind of bringing it all full circle. He's like, oh, look at how this kind of all turned out. And it has. I mean, he's in a better position than
But
than
you
I
might have
am,
not
so,
been
I mean,
in there if it wasn't for the, there might have been different circumstances and different win or loss. So I don't think that can become, you can't rely too heavy on full circle when it's, when it all comes said and done weeks later, because you have to look at what's going to get him there too, based off of the trade as well. But I totally agree. I totally agree with you, everything else, though. I totally agree.
I think Sam's always been like, he's always fielded a roster. He's always like put at the bare minimum, like if that's what we're saying, but at the same time,
that's not what I'm saying. That's Chris's dumbass.
He's always like, whether his trades have notoriously been questionable this year.
Yeah. Right.
That's just it. This is the year where it's worked out, where like everything's kind of the stars have somewhat aligned in the sense that, yeah, he's in the mix. So, I mean, I can't fault him for that. So I'll give him credit.
Mm-hmm. The key is when you want to make a playoff push, you want to have a team and you want to have guys that are going to be like, in real life, a playoff push. You don't want to be a team with a bunch of shitty like Cowboys players or guys that are like not going to be competitive. You know what I mean? And I feel like he has a couple of those guys. I mean,
well, what happened was the Dolphins turned it on.
Right, that's a big thing. He needs Tua to stay healthy. Yeah. Right, he needs him to stay healthy and not have another brain aneurysm. But yeah, Jeff,
I'm not lying in the you're not wrong in the sense that like he's had the breaks go his way in the make or break moments or the fight or flight moments where he's had to win and he's gotten the win. So, I mean, that's part of it too. That's fantasy.
I totally agree. I love to see all the new faces. I've made the playoffs my first 3 years in the league. I haven't made it. This can be my third year in a row if I don't make it. So yeah, a lot can change. And once you're in the playoffs, it feels good. So I'm sure he's loving every bit of it. Jeff, I have another quick question here for you. Do you like hosting poker and Blizzard Brawl, or is it just something that you feel like you're obligated to do now because you live the closest?
I mean, this is a tradition that, I mean, I'd have to go back on the exact numbers, but I know we're north of 10 years. I feel like we're north of 13 years in this tradition.
Okay.
It's a tradition.
Sure. And that's how
I know it's a tradition. Hey, someone could get sick of hosting every year. I mean, it's a legit question.
Got new appliances to show up this year.
Let me make this abundantly clear. Whether I'm commissioner or not in this league, Blizzard Brawl will live on. The Gertz will host this event in perpetuity. This is something that I lean on and that I love and that I go back to for as long as we've been doing it. And
you sound excited.
As long as we show up and we're in that upper balcony and we're making assholes of ourselves, whether it's for 15 minutes or the entire show, that's what I'm fucking here for. I live the closest, and I don't consider this a burden at all. I love this event. Good. I love doing it, and it's something that I will continue to do regardless of if I'm your commissioner or not.
Oh yeah,
it's a staple of TLG. It's like it's one of the four. Like,
it's one of the bedrock events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's the honors night. Absolutely. And the golf outing. And
makes me more excited. It makes me more like looking forward to it more, knowing that that's how you feel about it. You know what I mean?
No, yeah. I'm here.
He sounded jacked right there. I'm not.
Oh yeah, I got my dick hard. I'm not gonna lie.
He's got a Santino Moretta t-shirt on underneath.
Yeah, he had the snake sleeve. He's ready to go.
I just wish the card like year in and year out would like kind of get back to the hitters that we had in years past. I mean, the Booker T's, like having Steve Quick buy a $26 double mixer for Booker T, those types Booker of T's stories. Back like
with the WWE now, though.
What he was fringe at that time too. Like he still was then. So I mean, like getting those type of people here and like having those types of memories. That's what this shit's about.
China was here 1 year. Remember, they gave China a lifetime achievement award.
Yes,
she died like 2 months
and then
later.
She died. R.I.P.
Yep. Yeah. Switching gears here a little bit, how was hunting? Did you see anything?
While sitting in the woods for the 2 days, opening day Saturday, from basically 6 a.m. till 2:30 or whenever the Badgers kicked off, didn't see shit. Day two, sitting in the woods from basically 7 in the morning until the Packers kicked off at 3:25, didn't see shit. And that was the extent of it. So no, while I was sitting and actively looking to shoot at something,
sat there and didn't see.
No, I mean, I'm bouncing around on my phone and like have one earbud in listening to music. Like that is the extent of like,
does anyone see anything that
we had?
So you guys are in, like, do you guys
have a dart for Dalton?
Just to frame this, I know, yeah, Dalton got one last year. He was hunting.
Are there
little
fruits for these deers to even eat on this property that you're hunting on?
All right. Off the record,
You ever think about changing the location?
So we go to the same place for opening weekend every year. There's like at least 12 to 15 people that go up there. This was the first year that Matt, my nephew, went up at 13 years old for his first hunting experience. So it's a good tradition from a family perspective for my dad, my brother, my nephew, and I, plus our family friends. And we go up to this place in Presque Isle, which is right on the UP border of Wisconsin and on Upper Michigan. So way up there in northern Vilas County.
You stop at the firehouse?
No, but I'm planning on doing that in 2 weeks when I'm back up there for New Year's, because I need to re-up on some cards.
Sorry, I digress.
But yeah, you digress. But in any event, like, we go up there because like this, it's a family friend of ours that has this great cabin, great, like, plenty of place for us to all crash, great bar room, pool table, like the whole full bar, the whole nine yards for each night when we come back. And he has 200 acres of private land. So it's this, like, it's private land that's carved out. We all know where everybody is. We use an app so we know where everybody's looking. It's all safe. But at the same time, over the last, 5 years, I think out of our entire group of a dozen people, we've maybe pulled in 3 deer. So it's not good. But at the same time, I don't beat myself up over it, and I'm not gonna like fucking quit it. So I mean, it's kind of tradition at this point. It's like the family event, whatever it is. We go up there. I take the week off regardless. We go down to our cabin Monday through Wednesday. Did that. Did some shit around that, like the cabin up north and at Post Lake, and then came home for Thanksgiving. That tradition ain't gonna change. And whether I really did feel Chris, like this might have been the year.
Changing traditions.
I felt like this might have been the year, but it wasn't.
Do you fall asleep when you're sitting there?
There's always next year. Do I fall asleep? No. Like, I keep myself awake.
I was going to say, because they would, like, they walk right up to you and, like, they're tickling you in the nose with a little feather when you're sleeping. They just book it when you wake up.
No, I prop myself up yeah, with right. Kirkland 5-Hour Energies and Nerds Clusters that help keep me
awake. Nerds Clusters. That's a key. Sounds like fun sitting in a tree stand. At what time do you wake up at?
Right now, for real though.
What time do you wake up at?
Way too fucking early. And not a tree stand. It's more of like a collapsible chair. No, like we're not that diehard. Like we're up at like probably 6:37 in the woods by 8. So like basically it's
sometimes you gotta change your strategy.
Yeah, maybe you gotta wake up earlier. You ever think of that? I think we're solving problems here.
Yeah. I don't want to get you a buck. Muffler, Chris.
You know, the more I'm hearing, you talk, it's more about the tradition and having fun than it is actually getting a deer. It seems like, which is fine. Oh, you know,
you're starting to wrong with that. You're starting to be on the same wavelength as me, Brad.
So we can go on and on and on with this conversation. We're all going to see each other Saturday. We're out of things to talk about on Saturday. But I do have my last question here. If all things go according to the way you want them, would be your last time on a podcast as commissioner of TLG. It's a long-winded way of explaining that. This is your last year as TLG commissioner, per you stepping down, announcing your resignation at honors night. So any thoughts here as we go into the year? Have you maybe rethought your decision? Where do you stand on that?
I mean, I appreciate the question. I would say that, one, I'm surprised you haven't played State of the League music yet. But two, I will say that I wouldn't have given one tonight, but I would have used it as a hook. I would have used it as a hook to say, don't miss State of the League on Honors Night a little over 2 months from now.
Damn it, Chris. You fucked it up again.
My mind, my decision.
There's not going to be a State of the League. You're not going to be commissioner at that point.
The season will have ended.
The season's over. The new season has begun.
But
you're not commissioner
that's the
anymore.
That's the football season. Hold on. No, Chris, that's the football season. Real life football season. This is a fantasy football league. Our fantasy league goes until honors night. That's our last event, Chris.
Which is what I said as part of my announcement at last honors night. So yes, my full intention is that at honors night this year, I will be stepping down as commissioner. My mind has not changed. I'm a man of my word. But I can promise you that this will be a state of the league for the ages.
Whoa.
And as part of my state of the league, I will give a formal and clear endorsement for who I believe should be the next commissioner going forward for TLG.
Holy shit.
And you will not want to miss this state of the league.
You quit on us. I wonder who it could be. Maybe the guy that you picked to win the whole championship, who you work with, who's your golf partner that you won another championship with.
Hey, you can riff all you want, Chris. You can riff all you want. But I'm saying spoiler alert, I'm talk. Only delivering on what I promised I said I would deliver on, and that's what I'm here for.
Your endorsement classic, is meaningless.
Classic Chris. Like, he's trying to troll.
Obama, you know, endorsing Jeff, Kamala.
You know what?
Trying too hard.
Doesn't matter.
Don't listen to this clown.
Doesn't matter.
That Chris, was a
you're just
going
out of
I'm
shape
because
like, your number one source of content and commentary will be gone. I will no longer be in this chair. I will no longer be in your headspace. So you're going to have to find some new sacrificial lamb, so to speak, here in TLG.
Yeah, and if it is, and if it is Peter, if it is Peter, do you think that you have a fastball fast enough for that, Chris? I mean, really?
As of 12-3, 2024, I don't know.
I mean, 91 ain't going to cut it anymore, Chris. I'm just saying.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's all I got, too, Jeff. We truly appreciate you being on here.
Let me get the last plug. So, hey, Blizzard Brawl this Saturday, an event that I'm looking forward to hosting, and I will continue to look forward to hosting whether I'm commissioner or not. Still, I believe, time, maybe? Do you want to get a ticket?
Shove up a deal.
When I looked at the RSVP today, it looked like that we had, I think, 6 or 7 people attending, at least 6 people playing poker.
That's
so, yeah, looking forward to it.
$50 buy-ins.
Doors open at 10 a.m. Yeah. Shuffle up and deal 11.
And you're here first.
I'm going to tell you doors open. 9:15.
10 a.m. doors open. Talk will be there at 9:45 doing a Snapchat outside my back door. So, yeah.
Thank you, Jeff, for being here.
Well said. $50 buy-in, right? Is that right?
That's the plan.
Okay. I'd say cash, but we could just Venmo first. Or cash.
I mean, I know that we always like to let's push for cash. Bring cash. If you can bring cash.
Venmo's easy enough. I press 2 buttons and you have my money.
I know it is, but let's just try and keep it in paper if we can.
All right. Let's see what we can do. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Jeff. There you have it. Jeff. The last time on a TLG podcast as commissioner. Commissioner Jeff.
Appreciate the time, boys.
As we go on, we remember.
Show some respect, Brad. Stand up.
I don't want to. It's tough for me.
All right. That was an extended interview there with Commissioner Megadans. Some great words. Nice to have him on. Hopefully you all heard that this time.
Yeah.
I really do hope so.
We'll see from your end. Yeah, that's going to be real bad. You're never going to live that one down if that's fucked up again.
The second time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right.
Same person, too. And that was like a bombshell drop the mic moment at the end there. Are you kidding? If you don't get this to work, Chris.
We've come a long way. We've come a long way. Right. Yeah. No, I'll just have to fill in the gaps, just like paraphrase what he said, what I think I remember him saying in those moments. All right. Lot to talk about. That was a great interview with Megan Ann's. Let's get into the Fresh Five, shall we?
Fresh Five.
Dad, what are you doing?
Fresh. Cafeteria. Fresh.
All right. Our first topic on the TLG Rivals Fresh Five. Of course, it was the story of the week. Starfire got a huge upset against myself to clinch the playoffs for the first time in his TLG career. So my question to you, Brad, is Starfire America's team? 5 minutes on the clock. Go ahead.
Right off the gate, yeah, he is. I think so. Huge win for Sam. Needed it to lock his playoff spot, and he fucking got it. Time and time again this year, coming down the stretch, Sam has made big plays, and Jeff has mentioned it, and come up with big opportunities, and, you know, he's grasped it, and he's having a really good year. With everyone giving him shit for a couple of his trades and the history of his trading from previous years, it's got to feel nice to have that spot locked up before the last week of the season. He also gets shit on because he might not know as much as some of the other owners, maybe. We've seen Peter, you know, kind of take him under his wing and tutelage him a little bit. And
tutelage him?
You know what I mean? Yeah, you never fuck up. But think his team is getting hot at the right time. As long as we've mentioned it earlier again, as long as Tua stays.
It's like
hot.
Dominic Mysterio. It's like Dominic Mysterio and Rey Mysterio.
A little bit.
Like verbal meme. It's like it's Shredder with the Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, as I was saying, they just needs Tua to stay healthy with Achane and Tyreek Hill, obviously. Improbable playoff runs is what gets everyone's dicks hard. And I think Sam is in store for one.
Okay. Okay. I see that. Yeah. Big season for Sam for sure. I don't know if you, for listeners of our podcast who actually listen, I did predict that Sam would be a dark horse team to make the playoffs. And I was right. You tried to go off on me and be like, Sam, no, he's
not. No. In the beginning of the year, I liked his team on paper. I liked his team on paper in the beginning of the year. Bad.
Stupid trade. He just takes.
He was falling at that time, though. Hey, I just call it as I see it.
Yeah. But yeah, huge win for Sam. I mean, it came down to Sutton. I think he was probably shitting his britches there after the second quarter, I think, when like he got a few catches early on in the game, like 3 points or something. And I thought they were just going to go to him the whole game. And then I think it reached halftime and he was still at like the same amount from the start of the game. So there was a glimmer of hope there for me. I've been doing it all season in wins like that. So I was like, I don't know. And then it was immediately squashed. Not immediately, but sometime in the third quarter squash. And Sutton ended up with a big game. He's been the key contributor for Sam's team. And like you said, Tua back is greatly helping the whole entire offense there with Achane and Hill. And Andrews has really come through. He had a really slow start, but Andrews is Sam's boy, and he's been coming through as of late as well. Question mark, though, there with his running back, Tank Bigsby, looking at his bench. He has Justice Hill. Eckler's on IR. Not good. So he is short of running back here. Not a great feeling, but what is a good feeling?
I like Burrow, though.
G playoff. Burrow? Yeah. We have nothing to play for. Yeah.
But, I mean, he still just puts up numbers. And
yeah,
I mean, Higgins has something to play for contract year.
So. But what do we think about Tank Bigsby in the lineup, though? Starting lineup that's not sustainable there. So you got to wonder, he's going all in, I bet you, tomorrow.
Here's the thing. I mentioned it before. I feel like in fantasy, when it comes to playoffs, you need like 3 studs. Okay. 3 guys in your lineup that are going to like put up like a floor of like 15 ish. And it, like he's got Burrow, Tyreek Hill, and Achane. He's got 3 guys right there. If 2 can stay healthy, those 3 guys are going to carry him or kill him, pretty much. That's it. Those 3 guys, yeah. Those are his studs. Yeah, he throws in a guy like Bigsby. And, you know, he has a guy occasionally like with a Ridley that can pop. And Andrews has been wishy-washy. But those are your 3 guys. Those are his horses. Sutton as well has been there. How well of a job has Sean Payton done with Bo Nix in Denver as well?
Yeah, surprising.
Yeah, those are his 3 guys, I think. Yeah, those are his 3 guys, I think, that are going to carry him.
For sure. I hear what you're saying there, but you just can't overlook the question mark there at running back. And so I think he's going to try to go in here on the waivers, but unfortunately for him, he only has $11. So he's going to wager 100% of his budget, if I had to guess, on the running back that he cut, I think, a week ago or something, the Niners, Gordino or whatever. He's going to try to go all in with him. Unfortunately, $11 is not going to be much, but you look at Sam here, 5-game winning streak to close the season.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. He needed to win and he got 5 straight wins, upsetting myself, who gives me the 3rd loss of the season. And just a bunch of huge wins along the way. And you know what,
bottom feeder at that point,
right? You know what? Let's give Sam a call right now. Let's see how he's celebrating there. Hey, time's up.
I'm not sure he's going to answer.
Time's up thing. Yeah. Well, give Sam a call here. No, time's not up yet. Actually, I'm extending the time. Time out. We're going into OT because I'm calling Sam here.
Okay.
Ring. Ring. Ring.
Ring.
Ring.
Ring.
Ring. Ring. Ring.
It's a good telephone.
Hello.
Starfire. Hey, hello? It's no, the guys at Rivals. Weird. How you doing? It's Christoph and
Train
here.
The guys.
We're the ghosts of us. We're actually the ghosts of us.
Wait. Oh. It's so good to hear from you guys. Yeah. I thought you were dead.
Did you forget? We are dead.
Oh, we are, Sam.
Oh, okay.
We are dead. We're ghosts.
Yeah. You will have to stay. You're going to have to listen to find out, Sam.
Shit. Well, hey, either way, it's good to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. Good to hear from you. How I see champagne bottles there in the on the ground, Sam. How has the things been going the last couple of days?
Yeah, I'm just, your first just ever here with my playoff berth. Tito's vodka and Fever Tree tonic, celebrating my playoff entry for the first time ever.
Yeah, I will say first, Sam. I don't know if you said it, Chris, but congratulations.
Thank you.
I like to see the new faces and then the new hitters come in here. You kind of remind me of like the new age. What was that, Chris? Was that NXT, the new age? It was like all those new guys that came in and attacked Cena, and they attacked all the WWE wrestlers. That's why I like to see the Kunkles, the Sams, you know, even the
NWO.
No, I'm saying like more recently.
The Wolfpack?
It was like the NXT or something.
Just forget the analogy.
Yeah,
it was
right.
A bad analogy.
Forget the analogy. It was horrible. But
for the record, though, Chris didn't say congratulations. So thank you, Brad.
Okay. Yeah. I did
say congratulations. I was the first one to say it in a thread, you dumb bitch.
I'm not on the pod, dude.
Yeah. This is a pod, thread. Chris.
All right. Go ahead, Brad. Finish your thought.
No, you kind of stole it from me. I kind of lost it. It's gone now.
You just lost it.
But I'm going to get right into it, Sam, real quick. How does it feel to be in the playoffs?
It feels good, and it feels like it's been a lot of seasons coming. Last year, I lost by the new point rule, so it feels good to this year get in legitimately. Granted, it's not scoring a lot of points again, but getting the victories down the home stretch when I need them most. So it feels good. Feels great. Mm-hmm. Getting is what really matters, right? Just getting it.
Yep.
Winning memorable five. Season. How do you feel about a first round match, potential first round matchup? The playoffs started today. You would play Clearly Mistaken Kunkel.
Yeah, I've been looking at that. And I almost nearly beat Kunkel earlier this year. I think that was actually one of those situations where I didn't start the right guys. I left points on the bench. And if I had started right guys, I would have beaten him. And he's been kind of hovering just over 100 lately. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's had some really high scoring games, but for the most part, he's kind of been scoring the same amount of points I've been scoring. So a rematch would be interesting. And I think that might be a good 50-50 shot. One that I might even be able to get.
Kunkel with only 79 points last week, and Mayfield and McConaughey both getting hurt last week.
Yeah.
Chris, I'll let you take that next question. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah. You didn't cut me off. I already asked the question about how he feels about Kunkel.
I said Sam, not Chris. Unless you change your name.
Go ahead. You did say Chris, I think, but we'll review the tape.
No, I said Sam. I didn't mean to cut.
Finish your Sam. Thought. Do you think – so let me continue the question here too. So I know first-time feels, first-time jitters in the playoffs. You haven't been here before. Do you think you have a real shot at making the championship here? What's your kind of mindset heading into the playoffs?
It would take a lot. You know, some of the reasons I got into this situation in the first place is my opponents have had some snoozer performances. I think one or two games of a really like a single digit quarterback performance when my opponent needed it most, maybe a big running back performance stifled. I know Chris, you and Kittle just a couple of days ago had a pretty, you know, lackluster performance. There's a lot of reasons I got in, or those are a lot of the reasons I got in. So I hate to say it, but I might need some more of my opponents to, you know, I need to play fantasy defense, so to speak, you know, and just get some of those snoozer performances in there. But I still have good guys. Burrow can put up a lot of points.
Yes, he can.
A lot of points.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear that, Chris? oh, yeah, you heard that.
A lot of points.
Hill and
Joe Burrow
Tyreek
can put
Hill
up a lot of points.
Shane,
we're very excited.
Not cannibalizing. I was a little scared of that, but they've been playing strong games. But no, the other thing too is, you know, Tua is my like what ninth man. He's my unspoken player on my roster, so that is part of it too. God forbid Tua goes down again, and I have one if not two players go down at the same time.
Yeah, so it sounds you like know? You're scared. You can't be scared going into the playoffs. Sam.
Just thinking
confident.
About all the possibilities. I am.
But I'm just does it sound like it? That's not the vibe I'm getting from you.
Wrong.
Sounds like you're just like, oh, fuck,
I guess what I'm trying to say
is, the bright lights.
So long as those things don't
bright.
Go wrong,
turn them
as
off.
Long as you those don't go wrong, I think I stand a chance to at least make it to the championship, maybe.
Playoffs?
Sam, I will say that if you are going to be going up against Ryan, I think that's what who you'd want to go
that's
up against.
That's a good
right
shot
now.
For me, yeah.
Yeah, McConaughey's hurt, like I said. Mayfield's bust, he's got Love, obviously. But he's got Kenneth Walker. Sales off offense and just team in general is just piss poor. I've been saying it all year, just horrible offense. And Breece Hall in his flex right now, Jets offense is also shambles. So, I mean, looking at Ryan's roster right now with the questionable one of his questionable receivers, yeah, I would like your chances in the first round against him.
But is it? I think there's also a possibility that Chris and I see each other in the first round too.
Oh yeah, there's a lot. No, I think there's some shuffling.
We're
that
receding. We recede.
But so there's some not, shuffling that could happen.
It depends on what
this
happens
week.
This next week.
Yeah. Right. But sitting
but seed, so right.
I would be remiss if I didn't point out that I have beat Drew at the top.
You have? You beat
I beat
me?
Chris.
Oh. Wow.
And I almost haven't go back and Kunkel. Look at the final record, almost beat Kunkel.
Wow.
So
okay. 2-1 against
on,
the top three teams.
Do I sound,
it's not horrible.
Do I sound scared?
Oh. Not so much. Mm-hmm. Wow. And with the little kill yeah. comment, it was like a little baby knife that you kind of just stabbed Chris right in the side.
We're not in the regular season anymore, Sam. Welcome to the playoffs, bitch. That was a rough win, I guess. I don't know. It sucked. Yeah, Kittle
rough
sucked.
Loss for you.
Rough loss. Rough win for you.
Right.
That's what I meant. Rough win.
Yeah, it was a great win
you,
for
were
me.
Were you watching the game mm-hmm. where Saquon? Were you watching
oh, you
the
betcha.
Eagles game? Yeah. Were you just like, fuck. Can't stop
yeah,
this
well,
guy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but Barkley didn't have as good a game as he has had in the past few weeks.
Well, and, you're more. Yeah.
But Sutton did scare the hell out of me last night. Because he did get off to a quick start. But, you know, I still remember that game a few weeks ago, a month ago, where he had 0 points. And so I was really dreading him just having a really shitty second half and not being able to make up the, 5 points I needed at that point in time. So I'm really happy that he did.
Obviously. Sam, I have another question here for you quickly. Do you feel you have a chip on your shoulder or something to prove to other owners after some questionable trades at the time or with previous years, boneheaded moves as well?
Probably I can't speak for my previous years. But this year I did. I mean, I had calculated risk in that. I was very nervous about Mixon's injury. And then Evans was, he was coming off an injury as well when I made those trades. And, you know, it's one of those things where are they going to come back and just get right back into it? Which, I mean, Mixon definitely did and Evans to an extent. Or was it going to be one of those things that kind of dogged them for the rest of the season? And I didn't want to take on that risk at the time. So no, it did work out in the end, but for the first couple of weeks after I made that trade, I definitely felt like, it was the wrong move.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, we all have, questionable decisions that we make throughout the year, questionable trades. It all gets determined on if you make the playoffs at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Anything you, Sam, anything you want to say to the rest of the playoff teams or a PSA, if you will?
No, not really. I mean, I hope they all lose so that I can, get into the championship and win it. I also point out, though, too, that I have not lost a game since our great president, Donald J. Trump, was
wow.
reelected in office. So I wonder if it's a coincidence.
Kind of your year then, kind of. That's what you're saying. You're
but a lot of
Trump
things
guy.
Have been coming up, yeah, pretty good. I've been in cloud nine
good
since,
point.
Holy up until before
nice
November
Sam.
5th. So
it's been a good year for you.
It's been great. Damn. It's going to be a great Christmas season, boys.
Yeah, I something about that. What are we doing for Secret Santa? Are we doing it?
It's a good question.
Gotta get your gift before Saturday.
Yeah, like what the fuck is going on? No, it was a poll.
We're not doing it. Yeah, I don't know. I polled and many people were interested.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I kind of forgot. Got a lot going on, so I just forgot. So
okay. That's neither here nor there. Sam, yeah. All right. We really appreciate you being on for a quick hitter interview. Congratulations on making your first ever TLG playoff.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you're very excited, and I can't wait to see you Saturday to kind of celebrate.
Definitely. It's going to be a great weekend, and I look forward to seeing you guys too. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, bring your cigarettes. Bring a carton.
You betcha.
Thanks,
see
man.
Ya. See you Saturday.
Bye-bye.
checked in with Playoff Bound Starfire there. It was great to hear him and great to see him and great to talk to him. That's what I meant to say.
Great to hear him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a good interview with
Jeff. I'm suffering from early onset, Brad.
It was a great, it's great to hear from Jeff and now Sam in the same episode. I'm sure this is probably going to be our best episode yet.
Could be the highest ratings. Let's get on to number two of the Fresh Five, shall we?
I'm pretty sure this will be number three, but yep.
You're wrong. It's number two. No, this is the first one. We had just interviewed, and we were ready to fresh five. Of course, I'm always right. Yeah.
Don't know how to count.
So, yes, it's been a long episode so far, but it was warranted. So let's roll these out here. Number two. TLG Rivals Fresh Five. Number two. Did that sound good?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah. Taking public.
The Rapido Meep game. Some were calling it the best game of the season. I just wanted to kind of review that game, go through that. It was back and forth. And I guess kind of get some thoughts on both of those teams as well. 5 minutes on the clock. Go ahead.
Okay. Meep sent Steve home, made him pack up the office, turn off the lights, lock the door for the year. Was a hell of a matchup with it coming down to Monday night with Justin having Denver's defense and Steve having his boy, David Njoku. Both getting huge production from respectable parties there.
What are you saying?
Yeah, both respectable parties there.
This guy's not even drinking. This guy's.
But Denver's D and me scoring just enough to get it done. I think Justin has a team that very well could win him a title this year. Strong up and down his lineup with two stud receivers. Though Justin might have what it takes this year, I think. Other side, Rapido just an up and down year. Weeks he looked good, then some not so much. Ultimately, injuries kind of getting the better of him, kind of like everyone's Achilles heel every year. But I like Steve's team on paper after the draft. I was on record here saying that I really like this team. I think he has what it takes to make a title run.
Thanks for owning up to it.
Yeah, just missed out, and that's all I got to say about that, Chris.
All right. Tough season for Steve. Five-game losing streak. We just talked to Starfire, who was on a five-game winning streak. You look at One-Eyed Monsters, Rapido there, five-game losing streak. So he's on the opposite end of the spectrum. So, Starfire said that everything's going well for him since Trump's election. Things are not going so well for Steve. So pretty ominous here. Gotta wonder if something's happening there, something in the water. I don't know. Sam's skyrocketing since November. What was that? November 3rd? 5th, maybe? 5th? The 5th? And Rapido is tanking it. So five-game losing streak to end this season. Obviously, one more game left. We'll see what happens. But he was in contention most of the year. Really, really was.
I still like Steve's team, honestly. In a 14-man, it's tough because there's so much limited depth when you pick up big name injuries. And that's why I wanted to kind of piggyback off what Jeff was saying about his injury situation. It's just tough with the 14-man. Once a guy or two goes down,
it is.
You're really in spiral. I mean, it's tough. It's tough to stay afloat. Sure. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, just a tough year for Steve. Gotta wonder about the Justin Tucker pick. Took him early on to steal him from Jeff, but the running backs was a big question mark there. Justin Jefferson's had a decent year, pretty good year, but not like his usual self. I feel like he was kind of, double digits, like solid receiver to throw out there, but it wasn't like anything. Like
he also got him later.
He had 20 plus one time.
Yeah, he also got him later, so it was still a good pick at the
yeah, break. I'm not hating on the pick. I'm just saying he's had a kind of a different year than other years.
Right.
That's just what happens. Njoku looks good. Josh Allen, obviously, his bread and butter, but just didn't get it done. Sometimes that happens. It happened to me last year. He didn't make any trades. I think we found that out a couple weeks ago. No trades, which is different from year to year, so maybe that was the difference. I don't know. But just a tough year for him. He will not make the playoffs this year. And you look at the other side of Suck Me Sideways, Meep there. He looks pretty good. We've been talking about his team throughout the season. He got Ja'Marr Chase from Jeff, which we talked about earlier. which is just a great pickup for him. And he's really turned the tide there. And just a solid team to, through and through. I think he's got real potential heading into the playoffs here. I really, really do. I think he could at least win one playoff game. Jalen Hurts, their quarterback, has been phenomenal. That stupid fucking tush push. Like, Barkley should have at least like 6 to 8 more touchdowns, maybe even more, with that stupid tush push. They just, every time it's within 3 yards, they just go to that on the goal line or wherever. Or
as it sits right now, he would play Guala Golf in the playoffs. As it sits right now, I don't know.
Ooh, that'll be a good matchup.
Yeah, I don't know if he's beating Peter. You say he for sure will win one playoff. I don't know.
I said he could. I didn't say for sure.
Oh, yeah, right. He could. Oh, yeah, he very well could. And that's going to be
a good lineup.
Oh, yeah, that matchup would be popcorn for sure. And he's got studs, Chris. He's got Hurts, Brown, Chase. Those three guys right there could carry him. I mean, he's got good running backs. And
yeah, Chase.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say Chase Brown has really been, his, in my opinion, his biggest piece this year. He's really showed up and has been a consistent running back to use. I think Springer drafted LaPorta a little early, but I don't. I think he dropped him like the second or third. But doesn't really matter because his team really has come through for him. Jamar Chase trade was huge. I think he won his season with that. So I think he'll have a good chance here heading forward to the playoffs.
Time's up. I want to say just one more quick thing. Chase Brown, I had him like triple circled before the draft even. I had my sights set on him all offseason. I was looking at him thinking, man, I want to kind of get him, and he got him from me. Quickly, another thing about Steve's team, me and Steve's team, the Browns put by Steve, obviously not going to play Winston over Allen, but that would have won him the matchup against Justin, and me leaving Judy on my bench over Addison, and that would have propelled me. Would have been in a better situation for the playoffs. So two Browns players potentially killed me in Steve's seasons. So, yeah.
Yeah, we were going to get to that in the next one. Thanks for spoiling it. Yeah, Springer got Chase Brown in the 8th round, by the way. You got him in the 8th round.
It's electric.
So pretty, Steel. Pretty good pick there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chubb was picked after him. Yeah, and then that's when Steve picked Tucker in that round after Brown. But anyway, let's go on to the next one here. So just a quick review of where we sit for the playoffs, kind of a points battle for last place of the playoffs and a battle for the top seed. We can also talk about the dead man if you like. 5 minutes on the clock. Go ahead.
It's Brian's spot. I fucked up. I said it earlier. I fucked up with the guys who I wanted to play. I'm still, honestly, with all my injuries this year, Pacheco getting hurt way early and then not having him all year, my second round pick, that hurt. And for me being even still having a chance at the playoff, I mean, I need to outscore Brian. I think I'm down by 34.7 points right now. Not that I'm counting.
But who's counting?
Yeah. Right? Not that I'm counting. So I need to outscore him by 35 points. And it's just a buzzkill if I would have just played Judy over Addison. But again, Addison had 20 plus the previous week, and Judy was going up against one of the best secondaries in football with the Denver Broncos. So on paper, it didn't look like a horrible sit and start play, but it came back to bite me. But I still think it's Brian's spot on that last playoff spot, Chris.
I hear you on the Broncos having a good secondary, decent defense. But what you forgot is that it was a revenge game for Judy.
I know.
You should have known on the road in Denver, he was going to try to fucking
probably a top 3 corner in football, if not like top 2 corner in football, Patrick Surtain. So it's a tough matchup. I mean, you got to play your guys. I know I went with the receiver 2 for a team over receiver 1 for the Browns. I mean, it was a tough call for me. I'm really kicking myself. Like I was saying to you earlier, Chris, I was literally just laying in bed with my wife watching one of our shows and just seeing the updates and looking at my roster and just seeing it just tick up. And I was like, oh my God. And she finally saw me as I was like clearly in distress. She goes, is something bothering you? I said, yeah, there is. It's big time. It's something bothering me.
you're like what Steve said a couple years ago too. I think it was similar circumstances. You're just watching the TV or whatever, watching your fantasy, and you're like the guy that just gets an IED blown up in his face or something in a war movie, where it just all like it all just goes.
Yep. Yeah, that's kind of how I.
What's
felt.
Wrong, honey? Is everything okay? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Fine. Inside, it was not all right. I was not okay. But yeah,
yeah, it's tough, man.
Just didn't play the right guys this year in the times I needed it. Even with Brian having Lamar and Tank Dell on a bye next week, I still think it's his. Like I said, I need to outscore him by 35. I need huge games. Like, hey, if Judy wants to do it again this week, I'm going to start him. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
There's no way that'll fail.
Right. Yeah.
That's right. Fantasy. That's how it goes. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you came off your highest scoring week of the year last week, 127 points. So you had to be riding high. You were feeling playoff.
I was really happy. I was like flexing on my wife too after last Sunday or Monday or whatever. I was like, Jess, I think I just secured a playoff spot.
With your DLG tattoo, check it out. Yeah.
I was like, no, I just needed a big week this week and I got one. And I was like jocking. And then, like, it's a complete opposite side of the coin, you know, from the last night. It was rough.
Yeah, so 127 the week before, and then this last week you scored 76. So quite a difference there. You made up some ground and then you just immediately turned around and lost it. So yeah, it's got to be frustrating for you. But you're not, I mean, you're not totally out of it. It'll be close.
He could have a blunder. He's projected at 66 points, yeah. But he also doesn't have his two replacements in, so.
Right. So the battle's between you and Brian. And then we look up top there. Obviously, a tough loss for me. I'm not trying to talk about my team, Brad. But there's still a battle for the first place. And so what I need to happen is Drew to lose and myself to outscore him also by 35 points, I think is what the margin is, just about 35 points.
So we both need a pretty big win. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And but the thing I have going for me is that Jaden Daniels and Derrick Henry, two of his best players, are in bye.
Bell calls.
So yep. I do have that going. For me, which is nice. So it's not out of the woods yet. He could lose to Tock, and he plays Tock. So Tock could pop off on him. He could lose. He could score low, which I think is a possibility without having those players there. And I just need a huge week, though. I can't afford another Kittle letdown. And I'm just going to chalk that one off as a snow game. The Niners couldn't get out of their own way, by the way. Anytime they had the fucking ball, it was like they were doing something stupid or incomplete or whatever. They just looked so discombobulated in the snow. It was crazy. So frustrating to watch as Kittle and Kittle owner too. But anyway,
Chris, I have a quick question. Would you rather be in the 2-7 spot or the 3-6 and have to play like Sam?
I would rather be in the 2-7 spot for sure.
Yeah.
You said 2-7 or 3-6?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. 2-7 or 3-6. Because then you play a Sam hot as a pistol, win 5 games in a row, and then you're 2-7.
No, if I was in the
classic 2-7 upset.
No, the 2-7 would be me against Mule.
Right, I know, but I'm saying if somehow, like, let's say you just get shit on by points, and could you still bounce to third in the standings after this week?
I mean, it's going to be a far cry. Kunkel would have to have a huge week.
Okay. Okay. Well, that question is irrelevant then. Okay. I was just curious. I was trying to gauge your thoughts. A sporadic question.
He needs to outscore me by like 50, 40 points.
Okay. Then never mind. How do you feel about the 2-7 matchup?
I like it, man. I mean, it's the best position to be in. And then, of course, it's
me or Brian. Pretty much Brian.
It doesn't matter. It's like the battle of like you look at the league, and we'll get into the playoff preview here in a second. But and then time's up. You're supposed to say that, but
time's up.
There's a lot of like good teams and a lot like record wise, I should say, like a bunch of like really good teams look on paper, and then a couple of mid tier, and then just like some shitty teams. Like the seventh team is going to be under 500, and so the six and above are solid teams. So I would definitely love to play whoever gets in on points. I think that's apparent. I would not like to play Sam. I would not like to play him. I would not like to play any of those guys actually. But it's a playoff, so you have to.
Obviously, you want that bye though. So.
Would love the bye. The bye would be huge. I can't stress anymore how big it is. So yeah, I got Daryl this week. We'll see what happens. But I thought I was going to roll over Sam too. That didn't happen. So, so as we get toward the playoffs here, let's get into a quick playoff preview here as we look at the playoffs here, and maybe we can talk about some predictions here. 5 minutes on the clock. Go ahead.
2-7. We just got done talking about it. Would be you and me or Brian. 3-6, Ryan versus Sam. Both guys, not normally in the playoffs, probably the most anticipated one, in my opinion. I would be looking forward to that one if it started today. That's the one I would be looking forward to the most. Or this one, the 4-5, the Qual Golf versus Suck Me Sideways. This one will probably be the highest scoring matchup of the first round of the playoffs. Granted, both teams are still going to be in that first round match. I don't think Peter can jump up to number one yet. No. So, and I also think the champ comes out of this matchup as well, Chris. I like both Peter and Justin's team. And yeah, I think the champion's going to come out of this matchup for sure.
A bold prediction. Mm-hmm. Not really, though. Those are two pretty quality teams. Like you said, first round matchups look appealing. Popcorn, America's Game of the Week, would definitely be Qual Golf and Suck Me Sideways. These guys hate each other. It's well documented. And
yeah, I can't stand the sight of each other.
It's a good first round matchup. That's like the primetime game on Wild Card weekend. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I would do like the Texans game, like an early Saturday.
Both teams are throwing haymakers in that matchup. If it comes down to that, both teams are going to just all weekend.
Mm-hmm. So my eyes are set on that one. But yeah, you look at the playoffs here. If it ended today, Drew would get the one seed again. A lot to play for yet. But that one seed is huge. I can't stress anymore. So I want it. Drew's got it, and I think he might run away with it. Get that one seed, it's just precious. But I like my matchup against Mule or you. I'm confident in that one with my running backs. But after that, I mean, it's a crapshoot. We talked a little bit about Qual Golf and Suck Me Sideways. What are your thoughts on a potential matchup of Kunkel and Sam? I know we talked to Starfire, asked him his opinion. What's your opinion of that?
Yeah, I really like that matchup. Like I said, I mean, both guys not in the playoff mix or even at the mix at the end of the year, and it's good to see new faces. I'm excited to see like some more engagement heading into the playoffs from obviously Ryan, and he's been a changed man this year from that standpoint. Both teams have I would say question marks, but both teams I feel like could have improbable runs, I'm sorry. And Ryan's team, I think, is kind of limping in a little bit more than Sam's. Sam's is hot as a pistol right now. And I think that's what he's the hottest team going in the playoffs right now, right? 5 wins in a row. I think he's got to be the hottest team right now.
We're looking at Drew here. Drew has 8 wins in a row. So
Okay.
Yeah, that's the hottest team.
Sure. Okay. I didn't realize Drew had 8 in a row. But I'm really excited for that matchup, that Sam matchup. But yeah, that talk and Justin matchup,
that'd be a treat.
First round. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a nice little treat there. I think most watched game of TLG this season, probably. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the debt man a little bit here. Dalton got that elusive win last week, moving to 3-10. Deez has renamed himself Deadman. He wants it. He's going to get it again, like he predicted. So he stays at 3-10, 6-game losing streak to end the year. Just piss poor.
Potentially seven. If Dalton wins or if Dalton loses and
Daryl would have to beat me.
Daryl wins. Hey, you never know. You just said it. You just said it. You thought you were going to steamroll Sam. It's not for sure.
Look at Daryl's team.
Dalton's not out of the water yet. CMC just got banged up. It looks like his calf exploded. He's not out of the water yet. Point.
He's got Steve. But, I mean, look at Daryl's. Like, has he scored over 100 points yet this year? Last week he scored 105. I take that back. Sorry, Daryl. 96 points.
I know you want it, Daryl. I know you want the 3-feet. You change your team name. It's not, it's not set in stone yet. It's not. It's not.
I mean, I like the – I don't know. Yeah, he's only scored over 100 points, I think, one time. Or no, two times. Two times. He scored over 100 points. Just not great from Daryl. And I know we've been talking about this a lot, and he's probably sick of it, but he is a contributor. And as I'm looking at my phone, we got a donation from Starfire, by the way. He donated $500.
$500. Holy shit.
Yeah, getting that executive director shit. He's not an executive director. Oh, no. It's $5. It's $5.
Well, hey, we appreciate everything, Sam, and thank you.
I thought it was 500.
Thank you for 500. We appreciate it. Time's up.
All right. That brings us into our last topic of the evening. We alluded to it at the top. I don't actually know if we really alluded to it, but this is going to be a little bit of a TLG Rivals funeral, so to speak. So Rivals is done. This is it. Maybe forever. Is this the end? So 5 minutes on the clock, I guess. Go ahead. Let's talk about it.
You know, I didn't, for the first time since the draft special, this is the first Fresh Five topic that I don't have any notes for. And it's, and I think it's fitting for this episode and this topic. And here's why. Chris, me and you thought this could be something great. And the engagement and the excitement, not what we maybe thought of that we were going to get. Some guys didn't want to come on at times. We had trouble finding guests. You know, it's something that me and you, you know, it's all jokes. It's all fun. We like to have fun here. Me and Chris take this seriously. We try to at least. Something I look forward to doing on a weekly basis. I know Chris likes to do it. He wouldn't have asked me if he didn't. And we want to do it. We want, if we're wanted, to want to keep doing it. If that makes sense? I don't know if it does. But I think everyone's getting the gist here. What I'm trying to say, we want to keep doing it. And we don't know. We honestly don't know right now.
What are you talking about? That's not what we talked about. This is it. This is the TLG Rivals funeral. All right. This is it. We're the ghosts of Train and Christoph.
You're right. This is
like
it.
You said, like, are you crying?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
I'm serious. I'm not even kidding.
A little bit.
Well, so obviously Hot Takes Hot Cakes, the first podcast. A lot of you don't know what that is. That's how we got started on the podcast. I got started on the podcast game. Hot Takes Hot Cakes. Taki used to come over to my place. We record a podcast that me and Papa did Steve and also created the TLG Roundtable, which was great. And then obviously with the way Roundtable ended with both my co-hosts quitting and wait a second, I didn't think about this before. Two guys, one heavy set glasses, goatee, and the other five foot five.
What the fuck?
Interesting. Anyway, that's how that ended, the roundtable. It was a little uncertain, about the future of anything. Called up my biggest rival, Brad. We decided to do the podcast, and here we are. We made it 12 episodes, I think. 12 episodes, maybe even 13, because I think the first episode was episode 0.
Yep.
So we actually made it a long way. Obviously, we had off last week to address the tragedy that occurred in our studio, which we're now ghost sitting in. It's been quite a ride. I'm just happy to keep doing it. It keeps the league engaged. You keep getting to talk about things. It was important. Just kind of lost its luster, you know. We didn't really know what the show could be. We hit our strides. There's a few misses, but I think overall we did a pretty good job. And Train, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I know we go at it a lot. We go at it a lot. But it's been a pleasure getting in the studio with you this season, this year, for TLG Rivals. It's been a goddamn pleasure. I'm going to miss it if this is it.
I agree, Chris. I real quickly, I'll piggyback off that. I thank you for letting me be on this journey with you and asking me. I know it's probably a lot, and it took a lot of cojones for you to ask me and send that message. I'm sure that you were like, your thumb was probably shaking, hovering
for
over
months.
That.
I had it in the drafts for months.
Mm-hmm. And, I appreciate you asking me, cause I did have fun with this, and, I am going to miss it.
Yeah. It's a just a shame that it has to end like this. But we appreciate our couple of listeners that we had along the way. We put a lot of time and effort into this and got a few donations, including one from Starfire. Thank you very much, Starfire, for that. Unfortunately, it happened on our last episode. You could have done it 11 weeks earlier. I don't know why you waited until the last episode to do it, but
it's okay. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it nonetheless. And yeah, it's just Rivals. We had a fresh idea of doing these topics and debating different things. And sometimes we were stretched thin for ideas. The idea was right there. Just been a
pleasure. Me and you had some up and down moments behind the scenes too. There were some weeks.
Yeah, remember you left the podcast?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know what though, Chris?
Holy shit. I
still don't mind seeing your face every week.
Oh wow. I appreciate that. As we're on the air here too, I know this isn't related, but the Badgers lost to Michigan.
I saw that.
Yeah. Wow. You forgot to announce that. Yeah. Ouch.
It's because I haven't been watching it. So I have a duty to the league.
Yeah, well, that about wraps it up here, I think. Maybe forever here at TLG Rivals. It's been a goddamn pleasure. Thank you for listening.
Oh, yes! TLG. Time's up.
Yeah.
What a twist!
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.